Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Gibson. How are you today? What's new? What's shaking in your world? What is happening with your business, your personal life, all of the things? Oh, last few weeks have been heavy. And if you caught last week's episode, then you know we went off schedule, a little off the rails, and I chatted about something super personal. So if you tuned into that and it resonated with you, thank you for listening. But today we are back to talk about all things SEO and digital marketing. And we're going to talk about a little hack that I think oftentimes gets overlooked because we are in this like mode of constant creation, and not just for like social media and things like that, but for our websites, podcasts, whatever. We constantly assume or feel like we need to reinvent the wheel. And that could be furthest from the truth. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. And chances are we already have tons and tons of content that we've already created at some point or another that we can go back to and squeeze a little more life out of. So today we are going to talk about my number one hack for creating SEO content. And this is especially relevant if you're like, Nina, I do not want to create long form content, or I've created tons of long form content, but it hasn't done jack shit for me. It's driving no traffic and I don't know what to do and I'm exhausted. Okay, so listen, this idea of going back to what you've already created and updating it for SEO purposes is not new, right? Tons and tons of people talk about that. But I think that we assume that because it's already done, that it can't be revitalized. And I want to talk about exactly why it can be revitalized and the three ways that you can go about finding content that you've already created that is ideal for updating for SEO purposes and how to go through that process. So first things first, do like an inventory of your content. I strongly recommend if you have a decent amount of content, put it in a spreadsheet. And this would be a great task to like delegate to a VA or a team member, or if you're a solopreneur, if you're just doing it, hanging on by the seat of your pants, take an afternoon or an hour or so and block out time to do this, is just do a quick audit of your existing content, throw it into a spreadsheet. If you've got blog posts, put them in as you publish them into a content creation spreadsheet, like a vault. But if you've never done that before, start creating one so you can easily go back and be like, oh yeah, I wrote this piece of content about this. Include the title, a quick synopsis. And then I always like to include a column of, did I SEO this? Did I create this content with SEO in mind? And has it been optimized? So that's just a little side note. But what you're going to do is you're going to go to Google Search Console or any kind of tool that you're using like SEMrush that's currently tracking your content in your rankings. And you're going to see what that content. So let's say you've picked a blog post about the top five wellness tips for female entrepreneurs. Beautiful. Let's say you wrote this blog post a couple of years ago and you're like, oh, I haven't really done anything with it. Okay, that's fine. Go to Google Search Console. You can filter by the page. So put everything that's after your root domain, like example.com, everything that comes after that.com into Google Search Console, into that page filter, and see what pops up. What keywords is that piece of content ranking for? How many impressions is it driving? I'd look out for the whole 16 months of data that you can look at in Google Search Console and really get an idea. Okay, Google is ranking this piece of content for this and this, and it's getting this many impressions, and this is the average position. So you can look at that first so you understand how Google sees your content, right? So from there, you're going to want to take the keywords that it's already ranking for And if they're relevant, let me just preface that. So if you're looking at Google Search Console and you're like, Nina, none of the terms that Google is ranking this piece of content for are really relevant to the article, that's okay. What do you think the article should be ranking for? Is it business wellness tips for entrepreneurs? Those are just some ideas. Take that, and if there are relevant keywords ranking for it, go to your keyword research tool, okay? So that's going to be Ubersuggest or Ahrefs or SEMrush. My personal favorite is SEMrush. I think it's the most robust on the market, but a lot of people have personal preferences here. It's also expensive, unfortunately, on a monthly basis. So if you have access to Google Keyword Planner, that's another option. And start coming up with some keywords. Once you've done that, pick the one that most aligns with the content, okay? Pick the one that most aligns with the content. And don't focus on search volume, focus on rankability. And by rankability, what is the keyword difficulty on this term? Pretty much all the keyword tools, minus Google Keyword Planner, have some sort of metric that says, hey, this is really hard to rank for, or hey, this is pretty easy to rank for. Depending on where you're at in your SEO journey, you might be able to go after more competitive terms. If you're a newbie who's never done a lick of SEO in their life, okay, let's go after the terms that are a little bit less competitive, okay? So find a keyword that is aligned and that is realistic for you to rank for, right? That makes sense for the content that you've already created, because we don't want to reinvent the wheel here, right? We don't want to write completely new content, right? We want to work with what we have. So you're going to take that keyword that you've identified, your very cute, adorable, wonderful aligned keyword. You're going to take that keyword that you've identified, that aligned keyword, and you're going to go through your content and you're going to update it to reflect that target keyword, right? So this might involve changing the actual title of the content to include the keyword because you want to get it in there. Just watch if you're on WordPress or something like that, that the changing the title doesn't change the slug, which will break the URL. Be mindful of that. You want to get that target keyword in the first 100 words of the content, so as high up on the page as possible, in addition to the title. And then you want to use it naturally, right? In ways that make sense, or iterations of that term. It doesn't have to be the exact match term, similar and related terms, right? And what I mean by that is healthy lunches for kids, lunch recipe ideas for kids, lunch recipe ideas, things like that, right? Those are all different search phrases. They're all different keywords, but they all basically are coming back to the same thing. So you can use keywords that are semantically similar, right? That would be step two. So step one, we've looked to see what the data says. Always go back to the data, right? We can assume things, we can make shit up in our heads, but that doesn't matter because we look at the data and the data tells us what is actually happening with our content in the eyes of Google and other search engines. Two, we do the keyword research. We understand and identify a keyword that's aligned, a beautifully aligned term that we want to update our existing content to rank for, okay? Then we go through what we just talked about. We update that content. We use it in the title. We use it in the first 100 words. We use it strategically throughout the copy, right? And I just want to stress here that the keyword that you're using, that you've identified, aligns with what you've already written, right? Because chances are when you wrote it, you weren't thinking about SEO. So now we're doing it backwards, but that's okay, right? You want to utilize and get the most out of content that you've already created. So you've updated it. You've maybe added some headings like H2s and H3s and H4s to break up that content a little bit, make it a little easier to read, maybe some bullet points. You've made sure that you're linking out to other places on your website from that piece of content. At least two links linking out to other places so Google can understand how your website's structured and what's it about, right? You've done that. You've hit publish and boom, you've just created a brand new piece SEO content. And you didn't even have to start from scratch. You did not have to start from scratch, right? How beautiful is that? That's all it is. This is the hack. Those three steps. Look at the data, identify an aligned keyword, update the content to reflect that keyword, plus some of the additional things that I mentioned, right? You're going to also want to make sure that you have a page title, like your meta title, and description that includes that target keyword. You can find all of this information in the show notes. I've linked my blog post template, which kind of includes all of this in one handy dandy PDF, and also in my free SEO checklist has tons of information. But that's it, right? This is the hack. Use what you've got. Being a business owner is a lot of effing work, right? Anybody who says otherwise is just delusional, or they've found out a secret that I wish they would tell me. It's a lot of work, but there are ways that we can make it easier, that we can minimize, and this is one of them. If you're like, I really want to start thinking more strategically about SEO and use it foundationally like this chick keeps on talking about, but you're like, I just can't fathom the idea of starting and creating all of this new content, start with what you have. Number one hack for creating SEO content, start with what you have. Okay, that is everything, my friends, okay? That is everything. My number one SEO hack for creating content that does not involve starting anew. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.